Sunday, April 14th, some readings from today's Holy Mass. First reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 3, verses 13 through 15 and 17 through 19. Peter said to the people, "The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and denied in Pilate's presence when he had decided to release him. You denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked that a murderer be released to you. The author of life you put to death, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. Now I know, brothers, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did, but God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away." The word of the Lord. And the Gospel acclamation, "Lord, let your face shine on us. When I call, answer me, O God, my just. O my just God, you who relieve me when I am in distress, have pity on me and hear my prayer." And the response, "Lord, let your face shine on us." Know that the Lord does wonders for his faithful ones. The Lord will hear me when I call upon him. And the response, "Lord, let your face shine on us. O Lord, let the light of your countenance shine upon us. You put gladness into my heart." Response, "Lord, let your face shine on us. As soon as I lie down, I fall peacefully asleep. For you alone, O Lord, bring security to my dwelling." And the response, "Lord, let your face shine on us." And the second reading is a reading from the first letter of St. John. Be John chapter 2, verses 1 through 5a. "My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the Righteous One. He is an expiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. The way we may be sure that we know him is to keep his commandments. Those who say, 'I know him,' but do not keep his commandments are liars, and the truth is not in them. But whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him." The word of the Lord. And the Gospel acclamation, "Alleluia, alleluia, Lord Jesus, open the scriptures to us. Make our hearts burn while you speak to us. Alleluia, alleluia." And the Gospel, it's a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Be Luke chapter 24, verses 35 through 48. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way, and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do you question? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.